Hello, thank you for listening to the Weekly Investment Insights Podcast. This is Jeff Ropp, and today I'm going to discuss some measures that we think are important to look at to determine where markets go from here now that they've rallied post-election. If you look at the two-year period leading up to November's election, the S&P 500 was basically flat, while in the two-month period since the election, the index is up over 12%. Market expectations are that the new administration's policies will be pro-business and pro-growth, which has been driving prices up. Benjamin Graham once said that in the short run, the market is a voting machine, but in the long run, it's a weighing machine. When you look at the market action of the last 2 months, the market has clearly voted positively on expectations. Looking further ahead, however, we want to see indications that the growth is real, that earnings will eventually justify current valuations. And while it's too early to see any impact on national GDP or corporate earnings, a great leading indicator is the sentiment of the companies themselves. Confident business owners and CEOs spend money, both through capital expenditures and hiring, and corporate confidence measures have risen dramatically in the last 2 months. This is particularly true for small businesses. While markets had recovered from the 2008 global credit crisis, the outlook for small businesses hadn't really improved. 8 years after the crisis ended, the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index was still at levels that prior to 2008 had only been lower briefly in the early 1990s recession and were lower than any level reached in the early 2000s recession. As of today, this measure is the second highest it's been in the last 30 years, only behind the post-tech bubble recovery of 2003-2004. While we expect market volatility as proposed policy makes the slow grind through the political process, an optimistic private sector is real right now, something we expect to translate into real growth in the very near future. Thanks for listening.